Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Having a great time in Tulsa. These guys got it going on here, folks. I'm broadcasting live from the Tulsa Metro Chamber's 7th Annual Business and Technology Showcase. They're really doing a great job here. I'm so impressed with all the members. I'm impressed with the staff folks, the Chamber staff members, and the members themselves. This is a really affectionate and caring community of small businesses. I've been to a lot of places, and I've been impressed with a lot of folks. But I got to say that this bunch has impressed me, and one of those guys who I'm talking about is a guy named Chip Mead. He's the CEO of Anchor Paints, and we're going to talk to him a little bit about being in the paint business. Have you ever met, ladies and gentlemen? Have you ever met a small business that was a paint manufacturer? I got to say, I've been around this marketplace a long time. I earned all my gray hair in this marketplace, and I've never met one of these before. But you're going to right now. Chip, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Thanks for being part of the show, and thanks for being part of the hospitality here. You guys have really been nice to me.
Great. Well, we do our best.
Well, I can tell, and makes me want to come back. I'm going to bring my clubs next time. We're going to play some golf.
There's just a few good golf courses around here.
I saw them coming in on the airplane. Okay. Now, look, I didn't think that, you know, like what was that that animal in Dumbo? You know, I thought I'd seen about the crow, wasn't it? The crow in Dumbo, the movie Dumbo, where he said, "I thought I'd seen just about everything until I seen an elephant fly."
That's
well,
right.
I thought I'd seen just about everything until I saw a small business owner who was in the paint manufacturing business. I never met one of those guys before. Now I have. I guess congratulations are in order. I'm not sure.
Well, I think so. There's not a whole lot of us left. It's kind of like banks. We're merging or for various reasons, they seem to be dwindling away, but we're hanging in there, and we're doing quite well.
How many employees you got?
We have just about 100 employees, and they're spread out in about a 5-state area.
What states?
We are based here in Tulsa, and we manufacture all of our coatings here. We have some local stores. We have branches in Arkansas, other places in Oklahoma, and Colorado and Texas.
Right. And you got some in Denver. We got folks listening all over Colorado. We got some Texas stations and the other places you mentioned. We got stations out there, too. So maybe these people will – how will they find your products?
Go to
a hardware store?
Most of our products are sold through our company-owned stores. But we do have about 35 really good independent home improvement centers.
Uh-huh. Are there just paint stores that carry?
There are some paint stores, and there are some that are just general home improvement, some lumber yards.
But you do have freestanding Anchor paint stores.
We do.
That people can go in and look at, and get your paint samples and check it out. Now, what kind of household paints primarily?
We manufacture both decorative architectural house paints, and we also manufacture industrial or OEM coatings as well.
Right. Okay. Now, your business is third generation now, right? Your son's in the business?
Yeah, he's been with me for about 6 years.
Your parents founded the company over 40 years ago.
In 1962.
Here in Tulsa?
Here in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, what's it like to be in a family business?
Well, it can be the absolute best situation, but it also has its particular trials and challenges as it is just being in a family.
Just a family, the family stuff all by itself, stuff has enough, that dynamic is tough enough, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you throw in the business part, which is tough enough, and you put them together, and it can be beautiful or it can be a can of worms, can it?
Yeah, you try to use your... you know, the advantages of being a family to help grow or develop the business,
right.
But you try. You know, there's a separation there when, you know, at 5 o'clock or whatever, you're back to just being fathers and sons,
right.
And wives and husbands,
right.
And all that kind
how
of
do you,
stuff.
How do you manage that dynamic? How do you make sure that it's positive and productive and not dysfunctional?
Well, I think it just boils down to just realizing what your purpose is, and I don't want to get into specifics about that because it gets into the spiritual side, which I'd be happy to talk about. But
I want you to talk about that.
Well, I first got to give kudos to your next guest, Scott Burnett, because he's very spiritual based, and he's in a company that we do butt heads from time to time, since he's in a competing type of business. But he's the one that got me in the chamber, number one, and he's helped me quite a bit. And we both know about Rick Warren's purpose driven life, and
right.
You know that's very important.
Has that helped? Has that benefited you in managing the family dynamic with your business?
It really has. It's like the good book. It just gives
right.
you a nice strong base to.
Right.
To find out what you're here for.
Right. Well, you know, if your personal faith is important to you, and you feel like that's helping you to be successful with your not only with your customers but with your family and your employees, you know, that's a level of political correctness that I'm willing to blow right over. You know, I mean, I don't mind you talking about that at all in this
Great.
Show.
Great. I appreciate that.
So I got about. Tell me, what's your son's name?
Justin.
Justin. How old is he?
He's 29.
29. So he's at the age where you now are not a dummy anymore, right? remember when you were 18, you thought your dad was the dumbest guy in the world?
Oh, yeah.
And when
you
got to be 21, you said, he's been going to night school.
Yeah.
How do you get smart all of a sudden, right?
He's
beyond that age,
he's
right?
He found out he's just as dumb as me now.
Probably because he may have some kids of his own. That's probably what happened. 29 After, we're going to be right back with our new friend, Mr. Chip Meek. He's with Anchor Paint. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Whatever you do, don't go away. I'm in Tulsa.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and having so much fun here at the Chamber. Tulsa Metro Chamber is just doing a great job with their 7th annual Business and Technology Showcase. And I don't know what the others look like, folks. This one's pretty impressive. I'm so impressed with the way the Chamber folks work together. The members of the Chamber I've met have just been great, shown me a tremendous amount of hospitality. I just feel like they've adopted me, and I already want to come back. And so that's a real tribute to them, because I go to a lot of places. It's kind of hard to impress me after all these years, but these folks have done it, and I really appreciate that. We're still having a great visit with our new friend, Chip Meade. Chip is soon to be an old friend, though. He's president of Anchor Paints. Where did Anchor Paints come from? Where did the name come from?
I hear that a lot, especially being in Tulsa, Oklahoma,
right.
with no seas around us. But
but there is the Arkansas River. I found out about that earlier.
Yeah, and it flows into the Gulf. But that's not the reason it's named Anchor. It goes way back, and folks my age or older will remember that a lot of people used to pay their bills alphabetically.
Mm-hmm.
So that's number one, is it started with an A.
You wanted to get you wanted your bills to be paid first.
Absolutely, yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
And that was my mother's idea. She
Smart
came
lady.
Up with a name, but also the word anchor is a paint term, and it's derived from in sandblasting, you end up with an anchor pattern
mm-hmm.
to the steel,
mm-hmm.
which an anchor pattern helps the paint have more surface to grab onto.
So to people who are technicians in the area of coatings, they would recognize that would be intuitive for them.
Yes.
And you didn't care what the customers liked as long as they paid your bills first, right?
<That's true.
laughs> So, well, no, I think that's important for people to hear, Chip, because, you know, there are people listening to you right now who are trying to decide what to call their company.
Mm-hmm.
And you just told them the story of how you came, what the process that your mother and father went through way back in 1962 to come up with this name. And it was intuitive for the industry. It sounds good. Sounds solid. It had a functional business purpose. So, folks, that's a great example of how to come up with a name for your company. Don't just come up with something off the wall, and certainly don't come up with something that's too cute.
Yeah, you hear
because
a lot
it comes
of,
across
lot,
cute.
You hear a lot of cute.
A lot of cute. Yeah, I don't like
mm-hmm.
cute. Okay, Small Business Paint Company. What's it like butting heads with the big guys?
Well,
do you even care?
Yeah, we care. We care in that they're formidable opponents. They have a lot of resources. They have a lot of deep pockets.
They can sell things cheaper than you can buy them, can't they?
In a lot of cases. Now, we do belong to a guild of small and medium-sized paint companies like ourselves.
How many guys like you are there around the world, around the country?
In Oklahoma, in the United States, there's about 400 of us.
Wow. I did not know that.
And they might range from just a very small 5,000 square foot manufacturer up to what we would consider a medium size might have a couple plants.
Right. How about you guys?
We have the one plant, and we're about 80,000 square feet,
right.
And we produce about a little over 1 million gallons a year.
That's a lot of paint.
It's a lot of paint, and our people. We do it with not really very many people, so we get
a lot of technology.
Well, a lot of technology, a lot of good work ethic,
right?
And just we get a lot of productivity from what we have.
Okay, back to the big guys. Do you try to compete on price?
No.
Good for you.
No.
I'm so happy to hear you. Did not know what you were going to say, but I'm so happy. I suspected that you don't, and the reason I suspected that is because you're successful. If you are a small company and you try to compete on price with the big guys, you wouldn't be standing here you wouldn't be sitting here talking to me right now.
You wouldn't survive. As you know, all across America, and Oklahoma's no different. There's been some trying times in the last five or
right.
6 years, and people who hung around trying to compete just on price aren't here anymore.
How do you compete?
Relationships.
Got to build the relationships, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The price war is over, and we lost. Right?
Yes, we
did. That's what I tell small business owners all the time. I want to talk about that today at lunch. The price war is over, and we lost. Why fight it? Don't fight a war that's over. Give us your website, please.
www.anchorpaint.com.
And they can find the list of your stores?
They can.
Tell us the states again where you are. Colorado?
Colorado, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Texas.
And you got real stores, anchor stores, right, in those places?
Company-owned stores.
And they can find the where they are on the website, right?
They can find our stores and our independent
dealers. If I live in Bangor, Maine, will you ship me some paint?
Yes, we will.
Can I get the chips to start with?
You got them, buddy. We'll ship anywhere.
Ship me, ladies and gentlemen, with Anchor Paint. What a cool guy. What a cool company. What a great story. He's a member of the chamber, too.
Yes, I am.
I'm really, and you're proud of that, too, aren't
you? I'm very proud of
ship
that.
Ship me, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break right back with Scott Burnett after these messages. It's 20 Tell. I'm Jim Blastingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So I don't have to dream alone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.